that Daniel Namoid knows how to put it together. He truly does. Well, this is the first of the month, and always on the first of the month, we hear from our spiritual leader, who is Reverend Dr. Ken Gordon. And so that's what we're going to play right now. Thank you, Mary Ellen.
Hi, Reverend Dr. Ken Gordon, spiritual leader for Centers for Spiritual Living, coming to you with a brand new year of our 2018 themes, which are really celebrating the 100 years that we've had in Science of Mind. 100 years ago in 1918, Dr. Holmes created the magazine Creative Thinking. And since that time, what we've been doing is we've been expanding the idea of science of mind, the idea of awareness, and the idea of awakening into humanity, into the world around us. When you think back to 1918, I'm sure you can imagine the incredible difference that this has made in the world and everything that takes place. So, as we enter this new year, we're going to celebrate it by celebrating our teaching and by celebrating the cause and the effect that it's had in the world around us. This first week is written by me, and my theme is, what is the science of mind? What Dr. Holmes said was, the science of mind is comparatively new, but the mental experience of the invisible universe is as old as the history of humankind. It is new in that for the first time in history, we have put together all the findings which contribute to the establishment of humankind's relationship with the universe. And to that end, we may be able to apply our spiritual understanding to the everyday problems of human life. He wrote that in Living the Science of Mind. It is easy to sit back in life and realize why we aren't where we ought to be. Such speculation on the past is psychologically and metaphysically vicious, as it keeps the mind's attention on evil rather than planning a good. No one is ever improved by your telling them their faults. You've learned this from experience. Self-improvement cannot be forced on anyone. Unless it arises as the desire within the individual, it never will accomplish its purpose. The age of trying to reform people is gone. Modern psychology has awakened us to the fact that information heals, but reformation only causes guilt. That comes from Raymond Charles Barker from The Science of Successful Living. So in closing this first week, this wonderful week of January, the first week in January, I just express my absolute desire to see all of us have such a wonderful 2018, something that really sparks us and moves us, have it a pivotal year, be a pivotal year for each and every one of us. So happy New Year. Have a glorious week, and I'll talk to you next week. Know you're loved and know you're honored. God bless you. Thank you.
And I apologize. Usually we have Dr. Ken's face, and this time we didn't. But we got to hear his gorgeous voice. So this is the book that that we're going to be working from, that I'm going to be speaking from, and all the ministers who are coming here will be speaking from this book, and it's Living Science of Mind, by Dr. Ernest Holmes. So I just wanted to let you know that. And we're going to go through each one of the chapters. And that's the other thing that Joy and Mary Pat are going to be working from, is the information that, the information that comes to us from that. So we're celebrating 100 years. You know, I thought it was big. I was here for 9 years. But Science of Mind teachings is celebrating its 100-year anniversary. And yet the teachings of Science of Mind are as old as the history of humankind, because it comes from the very beginning. The Science of Mind is an outgrowth of the spiritual faith, which people have had throughout the ages. Before science was even conceived of, the presence of God was felt. That presence of something greater than ourselves was felt. And before any mental actions or reactions were analyzed, history was filled with incidences of men and women who had that experience of the presence of spirit, of something greater than themselves. Science of Mind is comparatively new. It's only really 100 years old. However, it puts together the findings which contribute to our individual relationships with the universe. Ernest Holmes looked at all of the sacred teachings that have started and began from the very beginning of time, giving us each the key to our own personal spiritual understanding of everyday problems, if we so choose. That's why I love Science of Mind. And sometimes when we get to studying it, it gets kind of complicated and confusing. Because you see, Science of Mind was built on the theory that there is one infinite mind, which includes all that is seen and all that is unseen. One intelligence in and through all of humanity, in animals, in the invisible, as well as the visible presence, which is God or spirit or divine mind, or even Ernest Holmes, our founder, called it it. Because Eric called it the absolute. Ernest Holmes had many names for that one power. Some of us call it God. Because he didn't want it to be confusing to you. Because I don't know about you, but some people have a difficulty with the word God. So he called it, mind, the absolute, the infinite, the divine, so that we wouldn't get stopped by just words. See, Science of Mind speaks the truth about false beliefs. It helps us to redirect our thinking and teaches us through the use of right ideas that transformation will and does take place. This is what this teaching is all about. And as we learn to build possibilities rather than the negative factors, when we study the Science of Mind principles, it opens doors to possibilities. Possibilities that we might not ever be able to see otherwise. Science of Mind breaks old habits, old beliefs, and works for and toward our greatest good. This I know personally in my own life. As the old falls away, we can begin to understand life is for us. Everybody take a breath on that. Life is for us. When we learn to change our mind, to change our thinking, our old way of thinking, we begin to understand that everyone is doing the best that they can, given the information they have, given the circumstance of what they believe. We each create our own environment. Now, I'm saying a lot of words. That's what Ernest Holmes says. And this is true. However, this morning, I would like us to break it down. And that's why I've got my trusty flip chart out. Because I would like you to understand why we teach so many classes here and why we have the class foundations, which is starting, is it this week or next week? The value of learning, because it's up to us each individually how we're going to think. And the question that we want to ask ourselves is, where do you want to live? Because it's our thinking. We can build new thinking, but we have to understand how we get to build new thinking. Or we live from the negative factors of our thinking. Building new thinking makes us create an atmosphere where there's greater self-love, there's harmony, there's compassion, there's loving kindness, there's grace, self-affirmative, self-affirmations of self-love, good, generosity, joy. These are all the ideas, the belief, the word that build our new thinking. Where the old thinking is bad, wrong, against, anger, jealousy, punish, blame, lying, low self-esteem, gossip. There are lots of things that areas that we live in. Now, The other piece is, which we must understand, is that we do go back and forth, sometimes every day. And it's up to each one of us, or moment by moment, depending on where you are in your conscious awareness or what's taking place in your life. In any moment, we can change that thinking and return back to the new ideas, the beliefs that support our greater good. Okay? Because our mind creates our own environment. Hear that? We create our own environment with our thinking. And as we believe, so shall it be. Have you ever heard that before? As we believe, so shall it be. All the time. Okay, so on to the next idea. I'm hoping that this will help you to come and join some of the classes that we're having, some of the things to help shift your energy to that more positive thinking. Our thinking puts it out there. Okay? Our thinking puts it out there. Our feelings draws it back. This is what's really important to get this morning. Said a lot of words, but how we think sends the thought out there. And the universe, as we believe, so shall it be, then our feelings of that we're thinking, is this making sense? How we feel brings back to us what it is we believe. Okay? So here's our thinking. Now, in science mind, or as we want to do, we have our thinking going in a very nice, loving way, because we're building new thinking, and we're thinking loving kindness, we're thinking harmony, we're thinking great joy. Then the question must come to us, am I matching that belief with feelings? Here's what happens when we don't. I'm thinking great joy, I'm thinking wonderful ideas, but I'm feeling that people are against me. I'm not matching. I'm not matching what I'm putting out there. What I'm getting back is the feeling that something's wrong, that I'm never going to be good enough to return and receive back the joy that I really would like. So here's how we want to do this. This is where changing your thinking, changing your mind. So we go and say, all things work for my greatest good. What would that feel like? Whoa, I'd feel at peace. I'd feel secure. I'd feel safe. So if all things work for my greatest good, and this is the thinking I'm wanting to send out, then I'm open and receptive to receiving that sense of safety and security and well-being. So I'm going to keep my attention on where that shows up. And when I see something other than that, then I come back to the truth of what it is I'm wanting to put out. Okay, let's see what else I've got here. Thinking and feeling, this is also how prayer works. I don't know about you, but anybody here do prayer and then say, well, how did I make this happen? Anybody? There's only one power and one life and one all-inclusive, all-embracing essence. And this is the life that lives within me. Notice the feeling that I'm putting out there. But I don't really believe it. And you know, I'm not sure it's there for me. I see it works for Reverend Suzanne, but it's not really working for me. What's going to come back? Do you see? Do you get that? Yes, things happen in our life. When we embrace science of mind principles, it doesn't mean that everything's going to be just grand and glorious and smooth and beautiful. I'd like to say it is. However, the coolest thing about embracing science of mind is that that we make it and realize that whatever's taking place and whatever's happening, instead of saying, why me, we say, God, grant me the grace and the presence to accept what it is that's taking place in my life. Raise me up beyond this condition so that I can see more clearly what is this asking of me. You know, I said I've been here 9 years. Being here for 9 years means I got a lot of this stuff squeezed out of me. Because I came with different beliefs and different ideas. I love saying, if you don't like that I'm here, talk to Mikey. She's the one that hired me. She's sitting in the back. Or tell her, thank you very much, Mikey. We're really glad you got Maggie here. Mikey, not too long ago after a class, she said, wow, Maggie, you've changed than who you were when you first came here. I hope to God I have. They still hired me. God bless them. Because you see, we're all learning. I'm still working with this. Because we come to a certain place in our learning and our education and our understanding, God being infinite, there's so much more to learn and to understand and to grow. And to recognize that everything is for us, nothing is against us. That's huge. And even saying that, finding a declaration, you'll hear me say it's all good, it's all God, because I say that at the beginning of everything, even times when there seems to be some real difficulties happening in my life or in the life of this community, it's all good, it's all God. And you know, it's like I'm going to keep digging until I find the good. Because that's what we do in Science of Mind. It's our thinking and what we put out there. And we harvest the feelings. I believe that this power for good works in my life and works in the life of this community. And when it looks like it's different than that, then I just sit until I can get this feeling of the good everywhere around me. So that it naturally and automatically comes to me. This is what the evolution of understanding. First, our personal selves, but the science of mind. Yes, it gets wordy and it gets heady. However, it's got a key in it. And the key is change my thinking. Change how I feel about myself first. Let go of the past and only claim the greater good, not only for myself, but for everyone in my life and everyone, every stranger I pass. Bless it all, calling it all good, all God. That's the science of mind. Let's take it into prayer. Let's just take that breath. How good it is to come together to know and accept that there is only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence. By whatever name, spirit, the divine, the beloved, there is only one life, and that life is uniquely and divinely expressed in and through and as my very being. For I recognize that I am the beloved place where God shows up. And from this place of truth and knowingness, I, Maggie, know that I speak the word of God, and it is my pleasure and privilege to speak this word for everyone here this morning and those that can't be with us, knowing and accepting that right where you are, God is, that you are the beloved place where God shows up, unique, individual, infinite, glorious, beautiful, magnificent. All of those wonderful things that you can think and bring to mind is who and what you are. And I'm knowing and accepting that for anyone that came in with a heavy heart or a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of God to know that right where you are, that infinite spirit of life is and desires your highest and greatest good. And so we just stop in this moment and we rest assured that everything is working for everyone's highest and greatest good, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the reaction might be or not. It's all good, all God. And greater than what I can speak in words is already taking place in the mind of God. I trust this. I believe in this. I know this to be the truth. And so I just release my word into that infinite wisdom, that wondrous beingness of infinite possibilities. I release, I let it go. And I just let God do God's work. And if you agree with anything I've said here, please join me in saying, and so it is, and so it shall be. Amen.